This was partially my fault.
No, it wasn't. You did everything right. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, initially we assumed that what the fire district had adopted also pertained to Midway, that it also included within Midway City's boundaries. And so we didn't prepare any sort of an ordinance, or we didn't even consider that we would adopt any sort of an ordinance. And apparently the Wasatch Wave, and the Wasatch Wave contacted me, and I indicated that to them, that it was my understanding that Midway City didn't have to adopt any sort of an ordinance because we were already covered under what had been adopted by others. And so they went ahead, I guess not this week, but the previous week, and reported in their article. I didn't read the article, but they reported that Midway City had adopted an ordinance regarding fire restrictions, and we had not. And I think there was just some confusion between us and them. But Clint Nearings, who is the fire marshal for the fire district, stopped by the office on Monday and clarified things and said that Midway City did need to adopt some restrictions that applied within our city limits. And so that's when we started the ball rolling on trying to get a meeting together and so forth. They did, the fire district did provide us with some sample language, which essentially just adopts their restrictions, but within the boundaries of Midway City. So if you're looking at the ordinance, it essentially refers to a couple of exhibits, and one of those exhibits is the restrictions that the fire district had already imposed, and then it sets a time limit for that, or a duration for that. And I know Councilmember Doherty had a question about that time limit.
You can stay.
Is there anything else you wanted me to talk about, Mayor?
No, that's the recap that I just want everyone to be aware of. So all we're looking to do here is pass the ordinance, and
did we lose the mayor?
Are you there, Mayor?
She's muted, this says.
Sorry, I just put headphones in. I'm at the University of Utah Hospital trying to find a quiet corner. It's kind of tricky. Anyway, okay, so I just wanted to open it up for discussions if anyone on staff had questions, or anyone had questions for staff or for Clint.
Yeah, the question, and I posed this to Brad earlier, why have a duration? It seems like, maybe it's because at some point we wouldn't want to adopt what the fire district is saying, but it seems to me it would make it much simpler if we just adopted an ordinance that says that if the county says no fireworks, then that applies in Midway forever.
And
I mean, maybe Clint can address that. I don't know, or anybody else.
Let me just clarify something quick. This includes fireworks, but it also includes open fires.
Correct.
And so there is that other caveat, and I'll let Clint talk about that now.
Yeah, so the difference that we have this year compared to last year's, in my 10 years as fire marshal, we've never gone into restrictions to this level. We've always, at worst, stayed in stage one, which limits fireworks, obviously, and then fires into improved campgrounds. With the governor going in, signing the drought declaration, everybody's moved into stage two, which limits campfires that aren't propane or LPG or natural gas. So it a lot more restricts. I believe, or I could have just assumed that in the past, Midway City had an ordinance that allowed the enforcement of the restriction of fireworks. Where this is different is this is the next stage up. There's only really three stages of fire restrictions. Stage three really has no list. It's basically an emergency order. So this is the pretty much the most stringent restrictions we can have. But just to reiterate what Brad said, this isn't just a fireworks restrictions. This is building or maintaining campfires, fireworks, smoking outside of an enclosed vehicle trailer, grinding, welding, and stuff of that sort. But with the drought, we've had some rain in the last couple days, but we have 1 hour fuels, 100 hour fuels, 1,000 hour fuels. The big issue is with our 1 hour fuels, your little cheatgrass, it can gain and lose its moisture in 1 hour, and that's where we get the main problems that we have and why we feel like we need to go into this stage two order to prevent catastrophic fires from the outskirts of the city getting into the foothills of Oak Haven, Interlochen, Swiss Mountain, and having another cascade fire.
So, and then Steve, I suppose my response to your question would be that I kind of feel like it's necessary to take each situation as it comes. So this is a unique one. The county fire department is the one who put the timeline in place. So we've adopted what they're recommending, but I think anytime something this dramatic or serious comes up, we probably need to look at it and discuss it rather than having something open-ended. So this is the timeline the fire department has requested, and we're simply saying, okay, yeah, we agree with it.
Go ahead, Clint.
And this allows us to look at it, depending on if we get monsoons during July and we end up being a little bit wetter, it allows us to adjust it. It's a lot easier to extend it from September 30th rather than do it all the way through November. It more than likely will need to be extended just because last year that was a little better prepared than this year. The state and the unincorporated county was in restrictions through mid-October into November just with the lack of rain and poor moisture content that we have.
Well,
so that's reason for September 30th.
That's my point. If you extend it, then we got to have another meeting to extend our ordinance.
Correct.
But next time we'll know far enough in advance that we'll just put it on a regular city council agenda.
Or reduce it from stage two to stage one. It just gives us a little more flexibility, but if we want to do an all-out every year ban, that's why that we can't require the cities to do it. We can provide opinion, but
you're missing what I'm saying. Can't we just delegate to the guys who have to fight the fires the authority to restrict, extend, shorten, whatever, so we don't have to do it? I mean, we would never as a city probably adopt a restriction on incendiaries that the fire district didn't, because we don't get to tell them what fires to fight. Or it just seemed to me that we could delegate to the guys who fight the fires the restrictions so we don't have to keep meeting to extend or shorten or whatever. It's more of an administrative issue. I mean, if you guys want to sit down and say, nah, Clint, we don't agree with it this time, we're not going to impose a restriction, I'll be voting against that, but it's up to you guys, I guess.
I'll be honest, I'm not sure what the legal requirements are. I'd be willing to entertain it, pass it through my legal to see if we can just pass an ordinance in 2021 that carries year to year to year. I could imagine they'd be hesitant to that, and I'd probably advise to ask Corbin, your legal, if that's something that's doable. That way, that if we do see something abnormal from year to year, it's already in place, and we can just fall back on that. So not even just this year, but next year, we know it's a little easier process than this year was.
Well, let me suggest that if you need to talk with your legal, we don't have the time. We need to adopt this ordinance tonight. So I'll make a motion that we adopt ordinance 2021-20 as written with the typo correction that I advised Brad about.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Okay, I'm going to call for the vote. Is Kevin on the line?
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Okay. Is JC on the line? So I think he's out of town. Okay. Jeff?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Okay. We have a unanimous vote, and this ordinance, it has passed. The suggestions that were brought up in the discussion are certainly something we can look at for the future, but I think let's let the minutes reflect that in the sense of urgency, we passed this ordinance as it was provided to us by the Wasatch County Fire Department, and that we may look at something slightly different moving forward. Would that be acceptable to everybody?
Sure.
Okay, then I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I move we adjourn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kevin, second him.
I think Lisa made the motion, and Jeff, say you were the second.
Sweet.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned.
Bye.
Morning.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Appreciate all your help.
Yeah, and Saturday
Thanks,
morning for anyone that can come to the 4th of July booster event Saturday morning and sit in the gazebo, it starts at 7 o'clock. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.